You are listening to the Way of Truth podcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We're opening our service with the selection, We Will Follow. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for your goodness, mercy, and grace. We are thankful that we know that you are a God of love and that you love everyone. We thank you for giving your Son so that we could be redeemed from a miserable, wretched life of sin. And we're thankful that we have the privilege of sharing this gospel with this precious people. And we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each and to everyone in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might clearly see. And the light that shines in darkness will safely lead us o'er. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks of sin, He has shone a light around me, so that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse,
tell me,
where would this ship be? Everybody that lives around us says, just tear the lighthouse down, for the big ships don't sail that way anymore. What's the use of it standing round? Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands way up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks of sin, He has shone a light around me, so that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse,
tell me,
where would this ship be? And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks,
our subject for today's broadcast, Walking in the Light. And I would like to begin with reading a hymn that the late D.S. Warner wrote entitled, In the Light of God. Along a dark and gloomy path, I grope beneath the shades of death. No hope beyond my dying breath, till light from the Savior came. In the light of God, now my soul is singing, all is bright. In the light of God, I'm now in the light of God. My darkness is now passed away, in Jesus all is perfect day, and peace and comfort ever stay, since Christ is my perfect light. O Jesus, to my heart so sweet, Thy words a light unto my feet. How holy, happy, and complete I walk in the precious light. All glory to my Savior's name, to do Thy will my highest aim. Thy favors more than earthly fame, Thy smile is my constant light. In the light of God, now my soul is singing, all is bright. In the light of God, I'm now in the light of God. And our text of Scripture is found in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. This, then, is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. When God created the heaven and the earth, darkness was upon the entire world. And God saw this darkness, and he said, "Let there be light." And there was light, Genesis 1 and 3. Our text speaks of a different kind of light. Whenever God said, "Let there be light," I assume there was light the world around. But again, we're not talking about that kind of light in our service today. John said in verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." That is the kind of light that I want to speak on today. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, the word fellowship can cover a lot of things, I suppose. People can have fellowship around a booze bottle. They can have fellowship around a gambling table or other things like that. And, of course, religious people have fellowship in their particular sect or denomination. But I'm talking about that fellowship that comes by knowing God. If we know God, and in the reality, and are forgiven, sins have been forgiven, then we have fellowship with God, and we have fellowship with Christ, and we have fellowship with God's people. And we need to enjoy that fellowship and appreciate that fellowship, because only those who know God have this kind of fellowship. So if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We also have fellowship with the Father and with the Son of Jesus Christ, as well as the saints. Now, it takes an experience of salvation, I say, to have fellowship with the Father and the Son and the saints. No sinner has fellowship with God or with Christ or with the saints of God. It takes a genuine experience of salvation to produce the fellowship that John is talking about in our text today. Now, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, that is, continue to live a life of sin, John says we lie and do not the truth. Yes, John is known as the apostle of love, but if you read the New Testament, you'll not find any other writer speaking of calling people liars more than you will John. So John said, if we say that we have fellowship with him, with Christ, with God, while we're still walking in darkness, he said we lie and we do not the truth. This lets us know that no sinner has fellowship with God or with God's redeemed people. Now, God is our light. Yes, God is our light. The sun shall be no more thy light, but the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. So we read in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 19, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 27 and 1. He, that is God, revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Daniel 2:22. Daniel was called in to tell Nebuchadnezzar his dream. And he asked him if his astrologers and soothsayers, wise men, couldn't tell him the meaning of the dream, and he had to admit that he couldn't. But Daniel told him, well, there is a God in heaven who revealeth secrets. So God revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and in the light dwelleth with him. The church of God is the city of light. And I do not speak now of some little earthly church sect with headquarters on the earth somewhere. When I speak of the church of God, I'm talking about every redeemed child of God. For you have to be redeemed, you have to be born again to become a part of God's church. So the church of God is the city of light. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. Talking about God's church, the glory of God lightened it. The Lamb is the light thereof, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. So we read in Revelation chapter 21, verses 22, 23, and 24. Now those who make up the church of God are there because they have and are walking in the light. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we read in John 8 and 12. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalm 56 and 13. They that are walking in the light do not commit sin. Now, I know that's contrary to most religious organizations, but I'm talking about what the Bible says. They that are walking in the light do not commit sin. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 and 6. So the Word of God declares that those who are truly members of God's church, the redeemed, are not committing sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought, but they are living a life free from all known sin. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So we read in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. Light and truth are the same. Yes, light and truth are synonymous. Light is truth, and truth is light. Christ was the light of the world, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verses 9 and 14. And so, beloved, God is light, Christ is light, and truth is light. They are, I say, synonymous. Not everyone loves the light. Not everyone loves the truth. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So we read in John chapter 3, verses 19, 20, and 21. So the truth is a light, and light is truth. But not everyone, I say, loves the light. Their deeds are evil. Woe unto them that are called evil, that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8 and 20. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Proverbs 4 and 19. So there are those who hate the light, do not love it. They do not love the truth, and they hate truth. Did you know a person can backslide by coming to the light? A person can be saved and live all to the truth that they know, and then more light, more truth comes their way, and they refuse to walk in it, and they'll backslide. It's only as we walk in the light that we have fellowship with God, with Christ, and with God's people. If we refuse light, we're going into darkness. So woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Now the way of the wicked is the way of darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. So Proverbs 14 and 19 tells us. What did Jesus say about himself? I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8 and verse 12. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9 and 5. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. John 12:46. The scripture says that the people who sat in darkness saw a great light spring up. And of course, that light was Christ. Jesus Christ was crucified because he brought light and truth to and exposed the falseness of the religion of the day. Those religious people there in Jerusalem, yes, they crucified Christ because he brought them light. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew chapter 23, 25, 26, and 27. Now notice this passage of Scripture. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. Matthew 26, 3, 4. So I say that they had Christ crucified because he brought them the light. Now Judas, one of the 12, was saved at one time, and he was walking in the light, but the time came when he lost his experience and went into darkness. And so he went to the chief priest and the elders there, and coveted to betray Christ into their hand if they would pay him money. And they agreed to pay him 30 pieces of silver, and they did. And he led them to Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was not walking in the light then. He had left the light and was walking in darkness, and his deeds were indeed evil. Jesus said that the people there would not walk in the light because their deeds were evil. But beloved, if you love truth, if you love the light, you'll walk in it. For Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now Jesus said to all of us, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not wherein he is going. John 12:35. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures of truth with this precious people today. We trust that it has been a blessing to each and to every one. And may you get honor and glory through our efforts today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And we have an archive of a number of issues. We also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you missed any, or there's one that you'd like to hear over, you can go to our webpage and download it and listen to it. You can also be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. And our internet address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening service at 6. Wednesday evening service at 7. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us with our next broadcast as we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.